Yeah. All right. So I guess, I mean, if you guys are telling me that's what it is, Al, then I guess I'll go with it. But I still don't know the difference. It still looks like Jodecky to me. But I'll go with Jodeci. I'll learn. I'm a smart guy.
Here's the best part about it. I don't think you care. That's the best
part. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, and the whole setup there, and I could see Travis being like, yeah, no, it's Jodecky. They should change their group band name to Jodecky.
Yeah, I still don't know if it's a group, a band, a man, a woman, a group of women,
R&B
a group of men.
I
don't know. I the music that I heard right there was nice.
Not
it
bad.
Sounded pretty.
I told you yesterday. I said, listen, Friday night, tell the kids, hey, you guys got to take off for a couple of hours and just throw some Jodeci on.
A couple hours? I don't know what you get into, but it seems aggressive.
You guys need to leave for six days. Get you guys out of here for just under a week.
I mean, do you,
some
Al.
Magic is happening.
That's the way that goes. I don't know. Look, I'm pretty excited. Today's a good day because we got a lot of great stuff to talk about. We've got Ask Slee coming up at 9:45. But yesterday, you know, every once in a while you kind of hit one of those milestones. Like, you know what? We're on the right track. This is feeling pretty good. I feel like we're heading in the right direction. One of those things today. Del Taco tweeted at us with our French fry. They liked that we gave them some love about their fries yesterday. So I feel good about that. We don't need to rehash the entire fry conversation, but I just like knowing that the people that care about those things as much as I do were listening and appreciated it.
Well, maybe kind of call out Rally's here. I mean, here I went out of my way hyping up Rally's seasoned fries. I didn't see any message. I didn't see anything on Twitter that said, hey, Al, appreciate the support. Nothing from Rally's.
No, they left you hanging. They weren't interested in your – maybe they heard about the steaks, and maybe they figured that aligning with you was not in their best interest.
Not good for business. It's not good for business.
No, not Sliwa. Anybody but Sliwa.
See what Del Taco jumped all over you. They're like, we got Trav. We have a spokesperson like Travis.
Hey, there's this fat guy on the radio that seems to be really obsessed with stuff, and he was really into our fries, so that's good. So we watched the All-Star game last night. Travis and Slee's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Al, I so badly wanted to come in here today. And say,
I know.
Al, that's what it is. That's what it is right there. That's why that's the best All-Star game, and I just can't do it. Intellectually, I just can't sell it to you that what we watched last night was anything other than a huge dud. It just wasn't very fun to watch, unfortunately.
What I was most excited to see was, honestly, it was just the first at-bat, right? I wanted to see Ohtani versus Tatis, and after that, I was like, I think I'm good. Listen, I don't think too many people were walking in with crazy expectations. I know there was a lot of storyline around Shohei Ohtani, and especially out here in Southern California. I know this is Dodgers City, Dodgers. Sure. I get all that. But Ohtani is one of those players that it doesn't matter which team you're rooting for, you're curious about Shohei Ohtani. So that was really what these 2 days were about. These 2 days were about one of the most unique players in baseball history doing unique things, being in the home run derby, starting off for the American League as a starting pitcher. It's just that I think was the story, and I think it's safe to say if you had high expectations, it didn't meet them, but it just comes down to what your expectations were. For me, I was probably more excited about the home run derby than I was about the actual game because it was more of a platform for Ohtani. Ohtani wasn't going to come out and pitch 5-6 innings.
Right.
So that was kind of his platform to do it.
Yeah, you know, the Ohtani piece to me, it's interesting because it was satisfying intellectually but incredibly unsatisfying emotionally. Like intellectually, to kind of stop and think about, okay, this guy participated in home run derby because he leads the major leagues in home runs. Okay,
sure.
Cool. He's also going to be the starting pitcher for the American League, and he pitched well. He, you know, three up, three down. He did, but it wasn't like he went out there and won home run derby. It wasn't like he went out there and struck out the side on 10 pitches.
Sure.
And he went, oh, my God. Now, he did hit 100 miles an hour on the radar gun. That was pretty cool. And he had two at-bats, and he grounded out twice. He didn't split a gap. He didn't have a triple. He didn't hit a home run. He didn't beat out an infield hit. There were any of the things that would have showcased his speed. So intellectually, knowing that he did all three of those things in about a 36-hour window is extraordinary. But emotionally, when you're done, it wasn't like, did you see that? it wasn't that at all. And that's what I think baseball was hoping for. That's certainly what I was hoping for. And you just didn't get it. It was intellectually satisfying, but not emotionally.
Can I tell you something? Actually, when you explain it that way, I think that's what makes it even more impressive, because it's such a ridiculous, stupid expectation. Like, mm-hmm. Just kind of think about that. It's the equivalent of having somebody in the All-Star game. You want this player to win the slam dunk contest, right? Win the three-point shootout, and then walking into the actual game and not get a triple-double. Let's do a quadruple-double. Like, it really is kind of the way you explained you wanted to see Shohei win the home run derby. You wanted mm-hmm. him to strike out the side, and then mm-hmm. you wanted him in the game to get a home run and a double. You almost have to take a step back. Isn't that funny? The fact that that's even a conversation is ridiculous in itself.
Yeah, and the game, Al, Otani was everything last night, right? Mm-hmm. Otani was the every chance they had to cut away to show Otani, they did. And sure. Why wouldn't you? Because he's the biggest thing. Fernando Tatis Jr. is probably the closest thing to him as far as star power goes. And yep. Because not only is he a great player, he's got personality, and he's yep. funny, and he's a likable – look – I'm a Dodger fan,
young,
right?
Swag.
All of it.
You know, let me watch that 425-foot blast for a quick second before I round bases. Yep. He's got something to him, yep.
No, absolutely. And look, as a Dodger fan, I should despise him. He's on the team that's probably the greatest impediment. I know that they're in third place and kind of down there a little bit, but yeah. I fear the Padres more than I fear the Giants. The Padres, to me, are a tougher matchup for the Dodgers than the Giants are. I shouldn't like Fernando Tatis Jr. I love the guy. He's fantastic. He's sure. a great player. He's terribly engaging. He's fun. All
good
of
for
these
the sport.
Mm-hmm. He's great for the sport. Mm-hmm. But beyond those guys, last night, I'm going to get the number a little bit wrong. I want to say there were 42 first-time All-Stars. Now, some of those guys are guys that are probably never going to go back again. It could sure. be a first-time guy like Tatis, who you know is going to go over and over and over mm-hmm. again. But there wasn't this... Oh, there's Derek Jeter. Oh, there's sure. Alex Rodriguez. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. That's
Pedro
Cal
Martinez.
Ripken. Pedro Martinez.
Kurt Schilling, right.
None of those guys, mm-hmm. you know, because Mike Trout wasn't there. Mookie Betts wasn't there. The guys that are regulars in this game kind of weren't there. And it goes to show you that baseball is kind of in this weird transition spot about their stars, that you have these really top-line guys like yeah. Otani and Tatis. And then you've got guys, like as much as I love Max Muncy and Chris Taylor and Justin Turner and watching sure. them play for the Dodgers in an
That's
all-star
not must-watch
format,
all-star, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not.
I say, Trav, you are literally that person that gets so excited for some of these baseball things, and I could even hear it in your voice right now. You wanted more, you expected more, but I think your expectations were unrealistic coming into this. I think you wanted everybody, you wanted to come on the show this morning and be like, what'd I tell you guys? Didn't I tell you, you got to watch the All-Star game? Yep. Didn't I tell you this player, the league is going in this direction? It wasn't the case, but that's okay. More importantly, I think, you know, from a local level, as you turn the page on the All-Star break, Dodgers obviously have a ton of work to do. Obviously there isn't that much expectations. We're going to focus and we're going to follow Otani, but I don't think we're expecting much from the Angels. So I think that part will start taking over as far as a storyline goes.
It's funny too, because I'm going to geek out for a second. One of the things that I love about the, and they did it during Home Run Derby. I loved it. Mm-hmm. You had Otani in his Angels uniform. You had Alonso in his Mets uniform. You had all of these guys, Juan Soto in his Nats uniform, all of them wearing their gear. And I love it. I like seeing all the uniforms. They were basically wearing MLB-logoed pajamas last night. It looked terrible. That navy blue or black or whatever
loved
color
them.
That was.
Oh, love them.
Awful.
I ordered.
This is the biggest lie
I
you've ever told.
I ordered the AL and the NL. I ordered both. I just couldn't pick which one I liked more, and they should be Amazon sending them any moment. If I actually leave in the middle of the show, I'm picking up my Amazon order. I love the jerseys. Love the jerseys.
I can't get enough of Liam Hendricks pitching in a black White Sox jersey that has the American flag on the sleeve and a bunch of graphics that don't make any sense. It's just awful.
Can I ask you a question? Do we make too big of a deal of some of this stuff?
Like what? Okay. Like the uniforms?
You know how uniforms is a good example, but this just happens in sports. I think it was one of the other shows, maybe it was a Lebatard show, somebody I saw on Twitter, they were going through the, you know, worst jerseys in uh-huh. the history of. Do we make too much? the new era hats that they're 0-2 on in the last two versions of whatever right, hats they're right. coming out on. Isn't it funny how quick people just want to just demolish? Hey, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I kind of find it comical because those become storylines. And I'm like, really, at the end of the day, is it that big deal? Don't get me wrong. The jerseys, you know, yesterday, I mentioned this to you before. Didn't it look like they were, hey, working on a version and said, okay, that LA that's overlapping on top, we still have to put that over on yeah. the right side of the jersey, but somebody accidentally hit print and said, let's just move along with this.
Too late. The machine's already started printing and we got to go. Just get Otani's size and we're going to slide him into one of those. Just see what they got. Now, yeah, I get what you're saying, but look, it can't be that hard to make something that doesn't look terrible.
Sure.
Right? It doesn't have to be redesigning. It doesn't have to be the perfect logo. They don't have to come up with the new Coca-Cola logo or the new Apple logo.
Just people talk negatively about it by the time you're done.
How about this? If I look at the uniform and I have to say, hey, can you pause that real quick so I can figure out who this guy plays for? Hey, hold on. Who is that? White Sox. Oh, cool. Oh, no, wait. No. It's the Rangers. Oh, right. That's Joey Gallo. Right.
That's a good point.
You couldn't even tell who played for which team. Mm-hmm. Even the logo on the hat was covered up with crap. It was impossible to see who, unless it was a Dodger or Tatis or Otani or one of these guys that's super, super famous. I had no idea who half these guys were until they'd find them on the bottom of the screen.
Well, let's give baseball credit on this one. I know this isn't the first time it's happened. Love the mic'd up. I mean, how cool was that?
Awesome.
How cool was that with Tatis talking during his at-bat? What are you looking for? I'm just looking for a fastball. Throw me a fastball. You know, I think that is such a unique perspective. Or even when he's out in the field, I think there was a grounder hit to him. Uh-huh. Just that is one of the coolest things. It's the equivalent. I know they do this in the NBA. You'll say, you know, they'll have their mic'd up and you hear a player talking maybe on the bench or something along those lines. This is in the action, like you have the ball and you're talking to the broadcaster. They're talking to Ireland or something like that. Like, it's an insane thing to do, and it's such a unique perspective.
Yeah, I was desperately hoping that when they were talking to Chris Bryant, who was in the outfield, that somebody would hit one at him. I wanted to hear him huffing and puffing, running after it. And I loved Nelson Cruz when he came to bat, and he swung at the first pitch, so it lasted like a quarter of a second. But when he was running back to the dugout, did you see the necklace that dude had on, that giant rope that it was smacking up against the microphone? That thing weighed about eight pounds. That guy had 8 pounds of gold around his neck trying to play baseball. It was awesome. I loved it.
All I'm asking for is that baseball really starts being more progressive and put that mic on in the World Series in Game 5 so people could talk to
him. Hey, Kirsch, real quick. We're going to mic you up for the bottom of the ninth. Just go out there and here, Joe Buck's going to fire you some questions. Smoltz's probably got one or two. Cool?
Hey, but stay focused. Stay focused. Don't
screw this up. Make sure you hit that corner.
Hey, Kirsch. Hey, Clayton, we got a couple trivia questions for you.
So what are you guys going to do for dinner after this game if you win? You know, Mookie got any plans? Mookie, hey, hold on. Step out of the box. Mookie, so L.A., your favorite place to go get a taco. What is it? I mean, it's just so weird.
That is so weird. That is one of the best things in sports is when you feel like you're having a conversation with the player. And they were having that conversation, but it's like, wait a minute. We get to see what's going on through this batter's mind while the pitch is coming. That's such a cool, obviously unique aspect of it.
While that is cool, and I loved every single minute of that, what I heard come out of the commissioner's mouth was far less cool. We'll get into that next. It is Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So here's some feedback, Al, on the All-Star uniforms last night, and this is perfect.
Everybody's with me, right? Everybody loved them?
Not exactly. Okay. Not exactly. The All-Star jerseys look like the $3 for $20 bootleg gear people sell on Stadium Way after the game. That's perfect. That's one of those, hey, I have a silk screen in my garage. I'm going to make a couple hundred of these, $3 for $1, and we're going to see what we can do. That was bad gear.
if they were not selling it that way before, whatever inventory they have will definitely end up selling out that way. They gotta just move these. Got to move the product.
Yeah, so we're getting a little Ryan LaHoy is like, he does not like the guys mic'd up. Look, I get it. You're not going to have the most compelling conversation during it, but you know what we should do? I just fixed
but
the All-Star game.
It's so different. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not walking away saying, oh my gosh, I learned exactly what's going on through Tatis's mind. But it's such a unique, and what I'm talking about is, while they're playing,
yeah,
you know, that to me is what makes it so interesting. And baseball is a sport you can do it, and there's so much action in the other ones.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and here's what it is. You know what they should do?
What?
They should mic up every player and just not tell them when they're on. And just randomly fire it on in the middle of the game, and you would get the real, right? You would get the real conversations that are taking place as opposed to, hey, Chris Bryant, we're going to come to you in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Joe's going to ask you a question, and then John's going to ask you a question, and then we're going to go to break. And
they can
kind of do it from there. They can kind of do their thing as opposed to just throw on Freddie Freeman in the middle of an inning and see what he's saying to that guy at first base. That's what we need.
I feel like we would get what we got with Liam Hendricks, which is just a lot of cussing. And
I
would feel really bad
want.
With that dump
I,
with that
I think
dumb
people
person.
Want that. I think
I only
want
heard
that.
One. Did I miss a couple? I did hear the one, the S one, but
There was two.
Which
two.
One was it?
It was F.
Okay. Oh, that was the big one. Okay.
Yes.
So, well, maybe they need a delay button or something to make that happen. All right.
Travis,
so
I'm not sure if your idea of not knowing when these guys are mic'd up. I mean, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to tap their cell phones as well? I mean, we're just trying to play a baseball game here.
You don't know when it's on. They know that they have a mic. Because you saw that thing. They got it in their ear and they got it tied to their belt. But just don't tell them when it's hot. You know, imagine this. Imagine if we're doing the show and all of a sudden they just never told you when the microphone's on or not. That'd be a little bit challenging. I think we should do that to the baseball guys.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. We're going to get some bad stuff to get out.
Exactly. And that's what I want to hear. We'd have guys getting suspended left and right. It would be fantastic. All right. So Rob Manfred was talking yesterday, and he was talking about some of the things that he wants to change in Major League Baseball going forward. Let's start with the things that he would like to change that I think are a good idea. He wants to ban the shift, okay, which in and of itself I think is a really, really good idea. It's a good idea because we want more runs, we want more guys on base, and we want more plays. The problem with this is, when he was asked, why do you want to do that, he said, so it'll look more like it did when I was 12 years old. Anybody want to take a stab at what year it was when Rob Manfred was 12 years old?
I was going to say, how old is this guy?
It was 1970. Okay, Rob Manfred was 12 years old
He's
in 62, 1970.
So it was 50 years ago, okay? Right.
Baseball does such a bad job of pitching good ideas. This is a good idea.
Yeah,
a good idea is to get more guys on base. How do we get more guys on base? Well, take that second right fielder off the field. Put him back at third base where he belongs.
Yeah, natural position, right?
Right. Let's have that ball that goes up the middle be a base hit as opposed to having the shortstop stand back there and catch it and throw a guy. Let's get guys on base. We will score more runs. Baseball will be more fun. There'll be more plays at second, third base, and home. This is what makes baseball fun. Plays. Not
back in the day when Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were roaming the outfield, baseball was pure and real, and this is how we need to go back to the golden days of Ted Williams and Yogi Berra.
Stop with that. Mm-hmm. Make it the reason it's a good idea is not because Rob Manfred should feel 12 years old again. The reason it's a good idea is because I want to see Fernando Tatis on base. I want to see Shohei Ohtani on base. I want to see Mike Trout on base. Stop with the old stuff.
So if we're looking at Rob Manfred to make some kind of comment that makes sense, I don't know if we're always going to get that. So his pitch for banning the shift, you're right, that's the wrong pitch. It's the concept is good. His pitch is it's not a good pitch. But ultimately, can we just look past that for a second and just give him credit in the sense of that's a good move for baseball? The person who's delivering the message does not know how to deliver a message, and we could go back to, you know, we have plenty of examples.
Yeah, take your pick, right?
Right. So that I don't think that's going to change, but what you'd rather have is a bad pitchman with a good idea than a good pitchman with a bad idea. So I'll take that for Manfred, even though his explanation of why he's going to do it was 50 years ago.
Yeah, the explanation was better. But I love the idea. The explanation is simple. And by the way, see, a lot of time, remember when they're talking about changing some of the rules, and these rules would affect players, right? There would become fewer jobs for players, or there would be fewer opportunities for older players to stick in the league. This doesn't hurt anybody. It helps baseball. It helps everybody else because the game would be a little bit better. Some of the other things that they wanted to do, they want to kill the extra inning rule that they adopted during COVID, right? They start second baseman or start a runner on second base in the 10th inning in an attempt to end the game a little sooner.
Yep.
I get that it's not back when Mickey Mantle was roaming center field in Yankee Stadium. I get it. It's not the same thing. It ends the game. Isn't the idea of once we've played 90, let's end this thing. Let's find a way to end it. They want to go back to the way that it was.
I'm actually – I've never been a fan of the guy on second base to start the 10th inning.
Why not?
I know – just – I think it's cheap. Like, I think it's – it doesn't feel – that's the best way to explain it. It doesn't feel earned. I understand it. Both teams are in the same position. I get it. And this is a conversation we were having last season. Was the first time they've done it. I understand the concept of it. I understand you want to. You don't need 15, 16 inning games when you're already playing 162 games. I get all that. I understand it. Something doesn't feel right about it to me. And I'm not I'm not sitting here telling you that. I don't think we have to go back 50 years ago the way the game was played to say that. I think it's cheap to end the game with a runner on second. Just let this thing play out. Maybe it's not the perfect scenario because you got guys pitching extra innings. Then you got to turn around. Sometimes there's a 7 o'clock first pitch, and then the following day it's a Sunday and it's a 1:05. I get all that. I understand that. But that was not one of those that someone like myself was like, I'm all in. I love this. And I know for you, who's somebody who is a purist, as big of a baseball fan as they come, I'm actually a little surprised that we're switched on this one.
Here's why. Because the NBA doesn't say, okay, we're going to play a whole nother quarter. We're going to play another 12 minutes of basketball. They say, okay, let's get this thing over with. Let's play five. Hockey doesn't say, all right, we're going to play a whole nother 20-minute period because that's the way that the hockey's played. Hockey periods are 20 minutes. Let's go out there and kill each other.
But baseball baseball is doing the same thing.
I also
hold on. Let me finish. The idea is this, is that you're shortening the game. We're going to do 5 minutes in basketball. We'll get to the end of this. In hockey, we're going to put three on three, and then we're going to do a shootout.
But you're starting one inning.
Right, like, because the game's over. What's the difference?
What's the difference
in a five-minute overtime and putting a guy on second base? Neither one of them are quote-unquote pure.
What I'm saying is NBA, yes, they're trying to end the game. It's only 5 minutes. And I know we can't make proper comparisons here because there isn't a proper comparison. In the NFL, technically, the most you can play is one quarter.
Ends early if somebody scores.
I think a proper comparison would be college football, where they start on the 20-yard line in their overtime. 25-yard line in their overtime. So you kind of start off where there's going to be a lot of high scoring, but you know they go until
I like
it's
that
done.
Too.
Similar to what baseball does, where you start on second base. You know, it leads to more scoring opportunities, but you kind of go until it's done, which could lead to people just keep on scoring and it keeps on going.
Ends the game.
How much of this conversation will continue. Is it? They're trying to find a middle ground. I have no idea. Is it just this way? Hey, you know what? We're just going back to the way it was. But I would, if you said pick between the two, I'd rather you play out an inning than start a guy on second. That's just my personal opinion. I'm just sitting on a couch and I'm not doing anything, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, Rob Manfred agrees, and he also wants to kill seven. What Rob Manfred wants is to have every pitching staff go down in flames. He wants 20-inning games, and he wants 9-inning doubleheaders. He wants to get with 18-inning doubleheaders, right? 9 innings here, 9 innings there. And maybe he'll get lucky. Maybe both games will go 14 innings and we can kill the entire both teams for the next couple of weeks, that we can blow up the pitching staffs. That the idea is better baseball makes for more fun baseball, which makes for more fans, which makes for – I don't understand why trying to bleed and grind these guys into submission. This kind of goes back to what we were talking about a second ago, Al, with the – this was like it was when I was in 1970, when I was 12 years old. They want to keep it the same. And I understand the idea of, hey, we have 135 years of history. I get that. But you evolve. The NFL is light years different than it used to be. The NBA is light years different than it used to be. And baseball is still kind of almost exactly the same. And these few little tweaks that they have added, they're trying to wind them back. Let's move this thing forward.
What was one of the things that you liked most about last season? What stood out to you most about last season?
Can I be totally honest?
Yeah.
I loved that it was only 60 games long.
Okay, that's what I was going to get to. Yeah. And this, I'm not telling you that baseball is going to do this, but one of the bigger issues that baseball has, in my opinion, it's not a couple extra innings if they're, you know, if it's tied 4-4 going into the 10th. One of the bigger issues they have is you just when you have an 162, let's just use this show as an example. Trav, we cannot, you and I, every single day come in and break down yesterday's Dodgers game, because most of the time we're going to say, okay, you got 162 games. Okay, you lost that one. They lose the and the NBA kind of falls into this as well, even though it's half the amount of games. But you lose the the allure when you have so many games. So I would just say that, and you know, kind of end it at this. At the end of the day, baseball, no question about it, is not perfect. I guess the 10th inning thing doesn't bother me as much, but what bothers me more is you play 162 games.
Yeah, that's a lot, and you and I will both grow wings and fly out the window before they take some games off the schedule. They're not giving any of that money back. Let's try a quick phone call here. Let's go to Santa Clarita and Tony. Tony, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Back in the 70s, baseball games had no shift, and they were low scoring. Now they have the shift, and they're high scoring. It wouldn't make sense. If you have the shift, it should be low scoring, but there's high scores. And back in the day, there was no shift, and there were low scores. So the shift isn't really going to – if they take it away, it's not going to matter. The scores will probably even be higher.
Okay. So I appreciate the phone call, Tony. And I'm glad you said that, because I think you and I are talking about different things. I'm not talking about scoring. I'm not talking about runs. Right, I'm not talking about what is the average amount of runs in a game. I'm talking about what's happening in the game. Is there a play at second base? Did a guy try to steal a base? Did we have bases loaded situations? Do we have double plays? Do we have plays at the plate? I'm not talking about, I don't want the games to be 14 to 10. That's not baseball. What I want is guys on base. And what the shift does, I agree with you, the reason we have more runs is because we're having more home runs than ever before. Because we're having pitchers that throw 100 miles an hour, where if the ball's caught in the barrel, it's leaving the ballpark. So we're getting runs. But watching Home Run Derby 162 times out is not fun.
Yeah.
It's not. What's fun is guys on base, and eliminating the shift will put more guys on base. So I think that's why doing that is a very, very good idea. That's your Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So Kawhi Leonard got his knee fixed. What does that mean next for the LA Clippers? That's coming up. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So when are you going to get around to
it?
Just
a second, bro. Wait. Let the hook come.
We just had
no respect.
We just had it. Just because I know this better than you. Don't,
let the hook come again.
Exactly, right?
Cobra
Kai. Respect,
yeah,
please.
That.
Respect.
Well, listen, it doesn't happen. We've done this before. There's no need to continue to have this conversation. You take Daniel LaRusso out of the mix here. And he doesn't have another name to me. Every time you refer to him as Ralph, I have no idea who you're talking about. You would go on grocery shopping. Daniel LaRusso is arguably one of the greatest actors of our time.
Well, that's
and
not true.
Am I supposed to be surprised that the show is nominated for an Emmy? Is that what it's nominated for? An Emmy?
It is. Okay. It is nominated for an Emmy. Do you know in which category it was nominated?
Yeah, it's kind of random, right?
No.
Comedy?
Yes. Not random at all. It is hilarious for all the right reasons. Because here's
for
the
me,
thing.
It was more of like a thriller, action, drama.
Drama, yeah, for
romance.
Sure.
Romance. It was kind of a combination of the four of those.
Who's going to win the high school karate fight in the hallway where some kid gets his neck broken and then 2 weeks later is doing karate championships?
Yeah,
who's
going to
win?
I mean, so, yeah, he's back up. It's one of the most miraculous stories that I've ever seen in my life.
And then the other girl got her face slashed with a blade, and the girl that did it was like back in school the next day, like, hey, when's math? Do you have the math homework? Didn't you cut a girl's face off?
Am I two detentions? I got two detentions and I'm good. I'm clean. Let's get back in there.
It is for best comedy, Cobra Kai, because it's hilarious. It's campy, and it's and Johnny Lawrence is hilarious. The only person on that show who isn't funny is Daniel LaRusso. And that tells you all you need to know, that all of the funny scenes are done with – and it's not –
Yeah, but let me tell you why. It's because people look at guys like Johnny Lawrence. Uh-huh. They look at some of these other actors, and they say – and John Kreese, and they say, these guys are not real actors. We have to make them comedians. Real actors, true actors, the Al Pacinos of the world, the Robert De Niros of the world, the Denzel Washingtons, they don't get voted for comedy.
Well, by the way – I'm half surprised that the Earth didn't crack open and swallow us all alive when you compared Robert De Niro to Ralph Macchio. But I thought that this was end times when
fair
we were going to do that.
It's a fair comp.
You know, if we were doing Mount Rushmore, it's Olivier, it's Denzel Washington, Tom Hanks, and Ralph Macchio. That's who it is.
You know what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start making up tweets that just – I'll just start reading things. Mike in L.A. says that I'm 100% right on Daniel LaRusso. Al, I don't see that. I'm not tagged in it. Yeah, you just – they didn't tag you. I'm the only one on there.
Speaking of, we have some tweets that we need to talk about. Why is Bob Kraft commenting on baseball? That's from Eric Steven. My Rob Manfred did sound a little Bob Crafty. I'm not going to lie. They're probably long-lost cousins. Someone else, Warren Fawcett, wants to know when we're going to get to Messi's pay reduction. Don't worry. We'll get there. I know that Alan's very excited about that to hear. You know that he re-signed with Barca, Slee.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
This is
every time
exciting.
I see a Messi story now, I kind of cringe. I'm like, gosh, dang it. What does this mean? And then Emily embraces it. Emily's like, oh, I can't wait to do this. I'm
see,
like,
Emily gets
we
it.
Don't, that, we don't need this, Emily.
Top that's, of the rundown.
Absolutely. Right next to the Serbian rejoin. Chad Kramer writes, Lee, yeah, I'm with No More Shift. I also, so he kind of splits. No More Shift. Mm-hmm. I also can't stand the runner on second thing. I have to get a text from my dad every time saying, did I fall asleep or something? How did they get a guy on second base?
Miss it, Dad. First pitch, double to left.
So they've been doing it for a full season last year and a half a season this year. Like, you would think you'd be, at least once a week, I'm like, wait, did I? How did? Oh, right. They just put him there.
By the way, I'd be curious. Do you think this is kind of a no-brainer that most baseball fans like the runner on second, or is this something split? You think?
I think it's split. I think that there it's probably, and if I'm being honest, I think there are probably more people that would like to see it go than keep it. But I fall into the minority. I think. I'm curious if people want to weigh in. 877-710-ESPN. Travis and Slee's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. And, you know, the bad news that we thought had happened a couple of weeks ago with Kawhi's knee was confirmed. He did have a torn ACL, a partial tear.
Partial ACL tear.
Yeah, partial tear. But, you know, from what I've read with docs and seen online, that it's, for all intents and purposes, kind of the same, right? That the recovery is kind of the same. The procedure to repair it is kind
awful.
Of the same.
Awful.
So bad news for Kawhi Leonard. Now, the good news is there's still going to be a line of people to sign him, right, if he decides to opt out. The Clippers are still going to desperately try to keep him. It's not going to affect him financially, but we're going to miss one of the best players in the league. Maybe the entire season. Time will tell, but it could be a whole year.
Well, listen, and Kawhi's 30 years old. He'll turn 31. He just turned 30, end of June. So certain players where from – let me just look at this from just Kawhi's perspective, okay? Certain players – this can happen to you. And luckily for him, he still has the option if he wanted it to opt into his contract, make the $36 million. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's also out of the ordinary if he's not, you know, if he decides to opt out, I don't think there'll still going to be two, three, four teams, including the Clippers, that will say, here's your 4-year, 180 or whatever it is. So from an individual perspective from Kawhi, you obviously want to see the dude get back. You want to see him get healthy. But from a financial perspective, he's the type of player that's going to get his money. That's you know, I think the assumption around is he's going to get his money. From a Clippers standpoint and the Western Conference standpoint, Trav, you know, isn't this kind of – this is unfortunate here. And I don't know how long Jamal Murray is going to be out for, but all you were kind of hoping for coming into this next season, everybody get healthy.
Yeah.
Right. What's the storyline been? The only storyline that
still
we took
is
it's still, you know, that here's the NBA Finals. You got the Suns and the Bucks. Are those the two teams, best two teams in the West and East? No, they're not. They're the healthiest, and that was even with Giannis having some health issues. So this is the West is so stacked next year, which I think makes things incredibly exciting because you got free agency that's going to start August 2nd. There's going to be a lot of, what are the Lakers going to do? We were pouring yesterday, Shams Charania put out from The Athletic. Ben Simmons is on the block. You know, you're kind of starting to see Lonzo Ball could potentially end up in a different place. Go down the list of all these different players that are going to move. You just want to see these freaking guys healthy. And I think the Western Conference, everybody's going to be chasing each other. Lakers going to be in that mix, unfortunately, for the Clippers. Even though they played well, like it's kind of shocking the Clippers played well without Kawhi. We're watching one of the NBA's best that will be out for a little bit of time.
You kind of ruined my morning right there. I'm not going to lie. I was doing pretty well, and now I'm in a bad spot. You completely threw a monkey wrench in my
What'd
day.
What'd I do?
You mentioned the thing that I really am trying to pretend isn't happening. And that is that Lonzo may come back to the Lakers. I've been trying aggressively.
You don't like Lonzo?
Pretend that. No, I don't. I there's nothing about that I need to see again. I've seen it. I saw it up close when I was doing the Laker pre and post. That was the Lonzo era. And I've said this before, and I hope I'm wrong. I could be wrong. It doesn't look like he loves playing basketball. It looks like he's out there because he's good at it. It looks like he's out there because he's got some
skills. I have such a different perspective on this.
Yeah.
Such a different perspective.
I have no interest in that at all.
Well, let me say this. By the way, you got the Lonzo era. I was, unless Anthony Davis and LeBron are playing together, we're not doing pre and post, okay? I need two superstars in the mix here. Talk about getting lucky on that one.
You got the better half of that draw. You got the good. I got the Julius Randle and Lonzo Ball Lakers. That was awesome.
Let me tell you something. If I had that version, no problem. Like, I'd still be doing it and enjoying every game. So this is the wrong guy to ask about who's playing on the team. But let me say this, Trav, because I think it's interesting that you have that opinion on Lonzo. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Lonzo is a polarizing enough player where if you ask Laker fans, hey, do you want to see Lonzo Ball back on the Lakers? Which is not unrealistic. That's like, you know, some of the ones that were, maybe Chris Paul opts out of his contract and you do a sign and trade and Dennis Schroeder wants to go here. Maybe Kyle Lowry comes to the Lakers. Those are, you need like five or six things to work your way. The Lonzo thing is actually a lot more realistic than unrealistic, but I will say this.
That's why I don't like it.
Your opinion on Lonzo, I really like his game. I love that he's a guy that wants to play defense, and I love he's a guy that wants to distribute. With that being said, I do not want to see Lonzo back on the Lakers. I don't think he's a good fit for the Lakers. I think the Lakers, you know, to get younger players and to get players that don't really have that experience is the last thing I want to see with the Lakers, but I like Lonzo's game. I just don't want to see him with the Lakers.
All right, we can come back to that. That's something that we can absolutely get into, but we're going to have to wait because my favorite thing of the day,
what are we doing?
Ask
Slee. Let's do a bunch of Funch. Funch, you ready?
A whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of Ask Slees ready to go. That's next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, Al, you ready? I can see the big smile on your face. You don't look the least bit disinterested.
No.
This is awesome. You're out of your chair. You're standing up. You're stretching your shoulders. You're ready to go.
This is my favorite segment of the show.
All right, let's start with...
By the way, Morales ever has me like to read something, that's how I would read it. I love Ask Slee.
It's like you're. It's like the hostages, right? When they say they just have a real tight shot of your face. And, I am fine. I am getting plenty to
they
eat.
Are
they are treating me
great
well.
Care of me.
I look forward to coming back to my family.
We just
soon.
Ate fruit.
All right, here we go. This is from our pal Disc, Dave in San Clemente. Would you rather share a hotel room with your father-in-law in Vegas or go to a co-ed baby shower? Hashtag Ask Slee.
All right, so I'm not married, so father-in-law, but I'll just do the girlfriend's dad.
Lady Slee's dad.
This is actually a no-brainer. Hang out with a guy in Vegas. Good dude, nice guy.
Room with, it's different.
All right, room with, all good. I'd do that 10 times out of 10 over the. I just can't do the.
Have you been to a co-ed baby shower, Slee?
No, I haven't, and there's a reason why I haven't. So. And I think I've said this before. I would never even be invited to it. Like,
oh, just
I
wait.
Think my
yeah, just
my,
wait, just wait, right. just wait. Right.
But I think my girl knows enough. Like, now, why am I? What's he gonna do here?
Well,
how is he offering anything to this?
You'll see. We all thought this.
Wait
same
till
thing.
Lady Slee's like best girlfriend to have a baby, and then you'll be going to a baby shower. Trust me.
Well done, Funch. That's exactly
if I like the husband, mm-hmm. let's say I is a friend of mine too, we get along well, then maybe I'd reconsider.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to be super pumped up when they open up the 10th box of onesies and then, oh, wow, cool, a pack and play. Oh, there's a stroller. Yay. Hey, let's, you know what the worst phrase in those things are?
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Oh, no.
Let's not play a game.
I'm going to be. Let me tell you where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in the living room watching NBA TV in the middle of August.
Well, then you're going to be playing that toilet paper game. I'll tell you that.
You're also going to be shortly the single again if you try that too many times.
Hey, I don't know if you guys. I ordered NBA TV. It's part of your package now. I just added NBA TV to your mix.
All right, here's Max Power. When Slee slides up to a crowded urinal, does he look around and say, "We don't buy beer, boys. We just rent it." Hashtag Ask Slee.
I keep going after. Am I right, fellas? Huh? Am I right?
Right,
and it's completely quiet. Everybody else just has their head
crickets.
Down. Like, what is this dude doing? What is this dude doing?
I don't know if I've ever been Dodger game, Laker game, Ducks game, Angels game, whatever it might be, where you're standing in line, you're waiting, where you don't hear somebody say that. It is almost a guarantee every single
what
time.
What park is it? Was it in Boston? Was it at – I think it was at Fenway. Is it Fenway? I'm trying to think here. USC might have this as well, where they just have literally one urinal.
Like the trough. Dodger Stadium used to have the
Coliseum.
Yeah, the Coliseum.
Oh, maybe it is.
Coliseum,
I think
you're
that's
right.
What it is. Yeah, that's right. USC, the Coliseum. But I think it's in Boston too. Yeah. Like, we are way
Wrigley
too
Field.
Close to each other here. All this
all
when they
it.
Say when you're going to do renovations to a stadium, can you include that in the renovations?
Start there.
Just put a little block up.
Ooh, this is a good one. Here we go. This is from Anthony. Anthony writes hashtag Ask Slee. Slee, are you kind of guy that puts leftover pizza in the oven, or are you a microwave pizza guy?
This is. That's a great question.
It is, and there's a right answer here. Go ahead.
Well, of course there's a right answer. The question is are you going to do it? Are you going out of your way to take out the pizza from – sometimes, by the way, you said this I think a couple days ago. You could eat pizza anytime, anywhere, any cases, cold pizza, whatever the case is. But the fact that I have to go to the fridge, and then I have to go get some foil, and then I have to preheat the oven, and then I got to put the pizza in there, it by far tastes the best, no question about it. But, of course, I've also put the pizza in the microwave and just incredibly disappointed. But I'm like, well, I ate it.
Yeah.
So if you ask me which one I do more, my lazy ass probably just puts it in the microwave like a bum.
There are moments, Lee, where I'm so bullish on this show that I'm so happy that we do, because that is exactly right. First, the only fallacy in this setup is that there is leftover pizza. That's just not really an option in the Rogers household, that it's going to be gone more often than not. But you're right. You want it right now. The oven is clearly the better choice, but I want it. I don't – Homer, like Homer Simpson says, when Mark says dinner will be ready in 3 minutes, he says, yeah, but I want it now. So,
well, here's the funny thing about that. It's worth the wait. The quality tastes so much
better.
You don't even have to do anything. You're literally just turning on the oven, putting it in the oven and then sitting back for 10 minutes or whatever the case is. And that seems like too much of a challenge.
You guys have an air fryer?
Time yes. cook 45 seconds and eating
soggy
pizza.
Put the pizza in an air fryer. Please
really?
Put the pizza in an air fryer. Yes.
Okay.
It's like the time of a microwave, but also the power of a regular oven.
There you go. Perfect.
Like
I'm going to do that.
You're selling me a timeshare. Just relax there for a second.
No. Let me tell you this real quick.
Yeah.
I had no interest in getting that thing because it's kind of big and it takes up some space. It's a game changer. Mm-hmm. It's a good appliance to have. I'll just leave it at that. Here's Curtis Perdue. Would you rather get hit in the back with a fastball or in the ribs?
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather get hit in the back.
You want it on the muscle or the fat in other cases, right? The ribs are bad. Now I can't breathe.
Okay, I
now
Travis
I can't roll
question.
Over and go to sleep.
I got to ask Trav.
Yeah.
Pitching at UC Santa Barbara.
Go Gauchos.
Were you throwing, like, when were there some messages? Like, how often is that happening in college where you're like, no, we got to throw at this guy?
Occasionally. Not a ton. But
were you doing it specifically?
I have done it. I didn't do it a lot. But, yeah, I mean, that's part of the game.
Did anybody ever rush the mound after you threw one at him?
No, never. No, not a single time. And not because I'm any sort of tough guy, but it just never happened. Yeah.
Did you want it to happen?
No. I don't want to fight anybody. Are you crazy? No, of course not.
I could see, you know, the squad telling you, hey, you got to throw at this guy. Like, it's just the circumstances,
no,
you got to throw at this guy.
I would do it. But the second, if it ever happened, I would have looked to third base and first base like, you guys are going to get over here, right? Let's go. You're not going to leave me out here by myself.
You're the first pitcher to run to center field.
All right, here's another one. Walk-off writes, when you die, which animal would you like to come back as? #AskSleep.
What are we doing here?
It's great.
Which animal?
Yeah.
I'd just go a bird. I just kind of.
Particularly, like, do you want to be a little sparrow that lives for 3 days? You want to be an eagle that kicks some ass?
Definitely not that. I definitely don't want to be that.
Peacock would be a bad choice. Like, eagle's not a bad idea. Eagles live a long time, I think. They're predators. Nothing really eats an eagle.
I'm no longer doing any bird things. That's it. I'm not doing any bird things. Because every time that thing comes up, it's just an incredible amount of noises. I'm going a seagull. I'm going up to Fisherman's Wharf. I'm just eating some clam chowder with the bread bowls that nobody else eats.
By the way, that's a great answer. I absolutely love that. One last live in-person Ask Slee, none other than our pal Francis in Glendale. Francis, you are on Ask Slee.
Hey, party people.
What's going on, Francis? What do you got over there?
Not much. My question is, why does Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer always look like his rideshare just drove past him and just kept going?
Because it happened to him. It's one of the worst moments for him. He does, by the way. Mike Budenholzer, and I think you can make this argument, he has a face that all these different circumstances or situations, I can make the same face when I'm trying to make a determination of microwave or in the oven with the pizza, and then that's the face I make when I start eating the pizza from the microwave. So I can't answer that question.
By the way, is there anything more demoralizing than seeing that guy drive right past you like, dude, I'm right here. I'm exactly where I said I would. Come on.
How about when they tell you to come across the street? I'm like, no, you come across the street. You're in the car.
Hey, Bill, that's my Silver Sentra right there. Why don't you see me? I see you. Come on. Stop. All right. Jimmy Kimmel is on vacation. He was being Arsenio Hall was filling in for him. He booked LeBron James, which brings up two interesting topics. Number one, what did he say? And number two, we now know something about Emily that we need to discuss. That's coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.